de Broadway a Gran Vía. El Mago de Oz, este será el musical que escuchemos íntegro aquí en Radio Sefarad. Seguro, una de las películas más famosas de la historia. Un musical que forma parte de la cultura visual en prácticamente todo el mundo. El Mago de Oz se estrenó en 1939 y fue dirigida por Victor Fleming. El musical está inspirado en la novela infantil El maravilloso Mago de Oz, escrita en 1900 por Frank Baum. La música del Mago de Oz fue compuesta por Harold Arlen, cuyo nombre real era Hyman Arluck, nacido en Nueva York e hijo de un cantor judío. Durante los años 30 trabajó en California como compositor musical para los grandes estudios de Hollywood. El encargo del Mago de Oz fue el que le catapultó al éxito, gracias sobre todo por la canción Somewhere Over the Rainbow, por la que obtuvo un Oscar. Dorothy, interpretada por Judy Garland, es una chica que vive en Kansas junto a sus tíos y su perro Totó. Al lado vive su desagradable vecina, Almira Gulch, quien siente especial odio por el perro de Dorothy. Sus tíos están siempre muy ocupados. Dorothy sueña con un mundo mejor. La desagradable Almira Gulch aparece con una orden del sheriff para llevarse a Totó para que sea sacrificado. El perro escapa y Dorothy va tras él. En el camino, la niña se encuentra con el profesor Marvel, un mentalista de poca monta pero con buen corazón, quien insiste a la niña en volver con sus tíos. De regreso, un tornado azota la casa de Dorothy. La chica se da un golpe y cae inconsciente. Dorothy entonces despierta confusa. Su casa está dentro del tornado dando vueltas y a través de la ventana ve a gente volando, incluida a su desagradable vecina convertida ahora en bruja. El tornado para y la casa vuelve al suelo. Al abrir la puerta, Dorothy y Totó entran en un mundo mágico y la película pasa del blanco y negro al color. Dorothy es recogida por la fantástica Bruja Buena del Norte, quien le informa de que está en Munchkinland, que en español se llamó Pequeñilandia, y también le informa de que la caída de la casa ha aplastado a la bruja mala del este. La bruja buena del norte anima a unos tímidos munchkins a salir de su escondite y a celebrar la muerte de la bruja mala del este.
She fell from the sky, she fell very far, and Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
She brings you good news, or haven't you heard, when she fell out of Kansas, a miracle occurred.
Was no miracle. What happened was just this. The wind began to switch the house to pitch, and suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then the witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on her broomstick, thumbing for a hitch.
And oh, what happened then was rich.
The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a hitch. It landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch.
Of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants, if any. Yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
De repente aparece la bruja mala del oeste, la hermana de la recientemente fallecida. Reaparece para reclamar el poder de los zapatos color rubí. La bruja buena pone los zapatos en los pies de Dorothy. Y la bruja mala desaparece después de jurar que se vengará de Dorothy. La única manera que tiene la niña de Kansas de volver a su hogar es ir a la ciudad de Esmeralda a por la ayuda del mago de Oz. Para ello, deberá seguir el camino de baldosas amarillas.
I thought you said she was dead.
That was her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one was.
Who killed my sister? Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops a house on you too.
Very well. I'll bide my time. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty. And your little dog, too.
What a smell of sulfur. I'm afraid you've made rather a bad enemy of the Wicked Witch of the West. The sooner you get out of Oz altogether, the safer you'll sleep, my dear.
Oh, I'd give anything to get out of Oz altogether. But which is the way back to Kansas? I can't go the way I came.
No, that's true. The only person who might know would be the great and wonderful Wizard of Oz himself.
Wizard of Oz? Is he good or is he wicked?
Oh, very good, but very mysterious. He lives in the Emerald City, and that's a long journey from here. Did you bring your broomstick with you?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
Well, then, you'll have to walk. The Munchkins will see you safely to the border of Munchkinland.
But but how do I start for Emerald City?
It's always best to start at the beginning, and all you do is follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick road. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You'll find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
En su camino, a través de las baldosas amarillas, Dorothy y Totó se encuentran con tres personajes. El primero es un espantapájaros que quiere un cerebro con el que poder pensar.
Now which way do we go?
Pardon me. That way is a very nice way.
Who said that? That's funny. Wasn't he pointing the other way?
Of course, people do go both ways.
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
Oh, I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could...
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. My head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I will tell you why. The ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing. My head all full of stuffing. My heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Wonderful. Why, if our scarecrow back in Kansas could do that, the crows would be scared to pieces.
They would? Where's Kansas?
That's where I live. And I want to get back there so badly, I'm going all the way to Emerald City to get the Wizard of Oz to help me.
Do you think if I went with you, this wizard would give me some brains?
I couldn't say. But even if he didn't, you'd be no worse off than you are now.
Yes, that's true. Look, I won't be any trouble because I don't need a thing. And I won't try to manage things because I can't think. Won't you take me with you?
Why, of course I will.
Hooray! We're off to see a wizard.
To Oz?
To Oz.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the Wizard of Wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does.
El segundo es el hombre de hojalata, quien necesita un corazón.
Why, it's a man made out of tin. Yes. Did you say something? He said oil can.
My goodness, I can talk again. Oh, it feels wonderful.
Well, you're perfect now.
Perfect? Oh, bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it. It's empty. The tinsmith forgot to give me a heart. All hollow. When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above, a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart.
That was wonderful, you know. We were just wondering why you couldn't come with us to the Emerald City to ask the Wizard of Oz for a heart.
Well, suppose the wizard wouldn't give me one when we got there.
Oh, but he will. He must. We've come such a long way already.
To Oz? To Oz.
We hope to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Here he is, a wizard of a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Y el tercero es un pobre león cobarde que desea tener valor.
I don't like this forest. It's dark and creepy. Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might. Sneaking up on me, eh?
Here. Go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh? Well, I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't bite him.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs...
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making. Well, naturally, when you go around picking on things weaker than you are, why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. Look at the circles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
Wouldn't you feel degraded to be seen in the company of a cowardly lion? I would.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you. My life has been simply unbearable.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the feminine fame. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
a home,
the knife.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And here he is, the wizard of a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever, oh, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does.
things he does.
Para todos ellos, el Mago de Oz tendrá lo que necesitan. Así los tres deciden acompañar a Dorothy en su viaje. Durante la marcha, la bruja intenta todo tipo de maleficios y trucos para detenerlos.
Wizard.
The good witch of the north sent me.
Why didn't you say that in the first place? That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Wait here. I'll announce you at once.
Did you hear that? He'll announce us at once. I've as good as got my brain.
I can barely hear my heart beating.
I'll be home in time for supper.
In another hour, I'll be king of the forest. Long live the king.
If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin, and not a cotton, and not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. Woof. As I'd click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were a king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, I were king, just king. Monarch, now I'll nice array. Ha 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 ha.
Finalmente llegan a la ciudad de Esmeralda. La bruja escribe en el cielo con su escoba humeante: ríndete, Dorothy. Ya dentro de la ciudad, los cuatro personajes entran a ver al gran Mago de Oz, quien aparece como una terrorífica cabeza flotante rodeada de humo y fuego. El mago acepta ayudarles a cambio de que le traigan la escoba de la bruja. Tras varias peripecias y introducirse finalmente en el castillo de la bruja, los cuatro personajes logran la escoba, pero el mago les ha engañado y les dice que vuelvan mañana. Totó, el perrito, desenmascara al mago, quien al final es un hombre de carne y hueso manejando una máquina.
Your Majesty, if you were a king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd trash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who's king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder?
Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricots? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
Al final, el mago concede sus deseos al león, al hombre de hojalata y al espantapájaros. Para poder regresar a Kansas, la bruja buena le dice a Dorothy que basta con golpear los tacones de los zapatos color rubí 3 veces y decir no hay lugar como el hogar.
There's no place like
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Oh, Annie, it's you.
There, lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
Sure.
But it wasn't a dream. This was a real, truly live place. And I remember that some of it wasn't very nice, but most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was, I want to go home. And they sent me home. Doesn't anybody believe me?
Of course we believe you, Toto.
Oh, but anyway, Toto, we're home. Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. And, oh, Annie M., there's no place like home.
La niña despierta y sus tíos le dicen que ha sido un sueño por el golpe en la cabeza. Pero para Dorothy, todo fue real.